We're in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. We're up to the last Sif Hei. We just learned the halacha that even someone who's a bit drunk and cannot speak properly is allowed to bench. Coming off there, the Mechaber says, Imbirech v'hoysa tzoa kenegdo o shahoya shikr. If someone benched, either when there was tzoa in front of him or because he was drunk, and the Ramah adds to that pirish legamre, completely drunk, because in the previous Sif we already said that someone who's a bit drunk is allowed to bench, Nistapku Hatosis Maharash in Sarach Lachzer Ulavorech. Tosis and the Rush are uncertain of whether or not he's got to repeat benching. So what do we have here? We have here a suffix in Tosis in the Rush, whether or not, number one, in the case of someone who benched in front of Tzoa, second, in the case of someone who benched when he was drunk, is he Yotze B'diyeved? What is the Shaila? The halachi is that if someone said Shmona Esrei, and there was tzoa or within his four amas, and he should have looked, and he didn't look, if he was a posheya, the halach is he has to daven over again. He was not yotze davening. Why is it a suffix with benching? Because we already saw leniency in benching. Unlike Shmona Esrei, the halach in Shmona Esrei is that if you're a bit drunk and you couldn't stand before the king, the halach is you can't daven. So in benching, we saw that it was not like that. V'chalta v'savato v'erachta. You already ate and drank, and you may be a bit drunk too, you're allowed to bench. So Tos and the Rosh are mistopic, the same way that we're makel with a shosui, with someone who is drunk, so too, maybe we are makel in the case of tsoa in front of him. So first let's go through these halachas, the halacha of tsoa in front of him, what the case is and what the halacha is. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, first of all, that there are those who say that the Mechaber and Tosis, the Rosh, what are they talking about? They're talking about a case where he should have been mistapek, meaning the person should have checked up on it. But if the person really didn't know it was there, and the person really knew it was there, and nevertheless, the mazid, he went ahead and benched, he's certainly not Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah brings those who say, no, the suffix of Tosis and the Rosh is even in a case where he didn't be mazid. His maskani is that it doesn't really make that much of a difference, because la halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, in the case of the suffix, there are rishonim that say that he definitely has to bench over again. He should therefore bench over again. So in the case of tsoa in front, within his four amas, whether or not he knew, but he should have certainly been mistapik, the halacha is b'dievet, he should bench over again. With regard to the halacha of meraglayim, let's go a little further. Mishum meraglayim pshita shein achozer. The Mechaber says that urine is more kal; it has a lighter halacha. Why is that? Because mida oraisa, the din of vahoyam achanecha kadosh does not apply to a puddle of urine of meraglayim. It only applies to it leaving the body. As a result of it, b'dieved, he does not have to go and bench over again. Says the Mishnah Berurah. That was only where he didn't know for a fact that it was there. He should have checked, and he was a posheya. He didn't check. But in a case where he knew it was there and benched b'mezid, that will go into the suffix of the Rosh and Tosis. And the same way the Mishnah Berurah there, paskin lahachmir, he would say the same here. Now we go back to Shikr, and this is a real problem. The entire suffix of Tosis and the Rosh is based on the fact that a Shikr is allowed to bench. So what's their suffix now if a Shikr is yotze benching? So the answer is the Ramah writes legamri. Here we're talking about someone who is very drunk. Now, how very drunk are we talking about? He's dead drunk. He's higia l'shechuso shalot. Nobody holds your yotze then. He's potter min amitzis. So we must be talking about a lesser degree. So it's got to be a lesser degree than what is mutter. In Siv Dalet we say it's mutter to bench when the person's speech is different. He can't speak clearly. And yet, over here we're saying, well, if he's more drunk than that, but he didn't get to Shechus or Shalot, the halachi is that it's a suffix of whether or not he's Yotze. The maskan of Rov Poskim is that there is no interim case. So long as one didn't arrive at a case at a level of Shechus or Shalot, the halachi is that he would have to bench. And he would not have to bench over again later when he's sobered up. So la halacha, a shikr is allowed to bench, whether it's just that he doesn't speak all that clearly, or he couldn't be only b'fnei hamelach. The halachi is he's allowed to bench. If he ate and drank that much, he should bench anyway, as long as he is lo higia l'shechus or shalot, where he's just totally out of it.